Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Suri from Time Out Bookstore. How are you?
Morena. I'm pretty well, thanks, Sonny. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Had a pretty chill weekend, so just getting into the week. You know how it is. Monday, sometimes a bit of a slow start. I feel like getting out of the coffin can be a bit tough, but I'm here. I am. The sun looks like it's shining. Now, what's on the menu today for books that we could be reading?
So today I'll be talking about My Friends by Hisham Mehta. It might be a familiar name to some people. In 2017, he won the Pulitzer Prize for Return, which was a book about his father's detention by Gaddafi and his attempt to find him and get in touch with him. So this is like similarly a really explosive political novel based on like the Libyan revolution and the Arab Spring of 2011. So it starts off with it's narrated entirely by the main protagonist, Khaled, and focuses on his friendship with Mustafa, a uni friend, and Hossam, who's a writer who originally inspires Khaled in 1984 to move to Edinburgh. So it starts off with him sort of walking through London, walking his friend to the train station to see him off to California. And as he's sort of on this giant trek, he's just haunted by the specters of his past. Like, so you get these kind of moments where it skips from like 2015 and reels back to the 1980s when he first lands in Edinburgh, when he first moves to London after that. And the central part of the novel really culminates in like the 1984 protests at the Libyan embassy, which really did happen. A young police officer, Yvonne Fletcher, was murdered. So it was like protests against Gaddafi's government, and like a lot of gunmen had injured many of the protesters who were there. I think there were about 10 or 12 injured. And yeah, a young police officer shot dead. So it sort of looks at like really that, I mean, like a really familiar feeling, I think, for a lot of us who've probably joined protests in the past, that like real kind of excitement and that youthful will to be like involved in creating like a better future. And, you know, freshly in Edinburgh, leaving behind like the turmoil of Libya, these two friends, Khaled and Mustafa, are really inspired to sort of change their future and get involved in the protests. They kind of try and find balaclavas to wear to the protests and end up stopping off in like a sex shop. And it's also very much about them being sort of like 18 and the newness of like everything, of violence, of sexuality, of identity kind of being thrust upon them at that like formative age. And yeah, it's like, it's such a fascinating and sad and incredibly moving read. And as the novel progresses, as you move, as these friends, you know, survive what happens in 1984, they each kind of diverge on very different paths. And Hossam is an academic. Khaled is still very much mourning for his country's past. But Mustafa kind of embraces this like entrepreneurial spirit, but then goes back to Libya after becoming a real estate agent to join the revolutionary efforts in like 2011 to 2016 in Libya. Yeah, it's a real fascinating read.
As with his other novels, is it still pretty heavy on themes of loss and exile? Or sounds like it.
Yeah, definitely really heavy on themes of loss and exile. He writes about, I mean, I think there's like, we're lucky to live in a time where there's like a lot of writing from the diaspora, but there's like a lot of kind of uncomfortable truth that he unearths in himself, I think, like, about like trying to find your identity when you're completely removed from your home, from your family. He kind of talks about being in Edinburgh and trying to sort of appeal to like the sophistication of like these cool Londonites. It's such a gorgeous read. I think, like, I mean, we'll see the book along was coming out later next week, and I reckon this is a real contender to be on there.
Okay. Once again, for the people listening out there, the author's name, the name of the novel, and where can they get it from? Time Out, obviously.
Yeah, it's My Friends by Hisar Mehta, and you can find it at all good bookstores, and including Time Out.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely get your mitts on this one, you reckon?
Yep, I reckon for 2024, it's definitely one of my personal best reads. I reckon you should grab on.
Suri from Time Out, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. That was an excellent review. Sounds like a fantastic book, and we'll look forward to speaking with some from Time Out next week.
Pleasure. Thank you, Johnny. Hey. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.